Patty Strzok of the State Department of Financial Institutions says about half of the state's victims are 20 to 40 years old, those most willing to share online their personal lives on Facebook and MySpace. She says everybody must learn they shouldn't provide personal data to unfamiliar people. Meanwhile, a Marquette University researcher says young people often have a different attitude about privacy.
One of the things that I think that we're talking about and looking at is basically a fundamental shift in what people consider privacy and how they control their information.
Sarah Bonwitz-Feldner, assistant professor of communication studies, surveyed around 600 college students. Only about 7% were willing to list their addresses on their Facebook. However, other information was plentiful.
Birthday, we had 92.7% that shared their birthday.
Feldner says identity thieves can piece it together from there.
And then you got 77% sharing their hometown. And a lot of some of the just research background I was doing was saying, well, that's really all it takes is your name, your real name, your birthday, and the hometown where you were born.
She believes online users of the age who did not grow up around the Internet seem to be less savvy when it comes to protecting their information. Brian Moon, Wisconsin Radio Network.